Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Hot off the press, Jeffrey. I just got a call from Marty Jannetty, the rocker. And he said, hey, Ed, did you hear that Billy Jack Haynes is not going to be, you know, they can't try him? I said, no, I hadn't heard anything. That he's mentally ill? I said, oh, you just figured he's mentally ill? Oh, my God. Nah, the guy's mentally ill and they're not going to try him for killing his wife.
Interesting. Well, you know, you get, you take enough chair hits to the head and enough table falls. And if you're not getting the doctor's appointments, you should, you might kill your wife. So I would say to go check out your mental fitness on a regular basis if you are a current or former pro wrestler or any other athlete that's constantly getting knocked around.
Well, you know who kills himself a lot too is pro football players.
Yeah. It's anybody that's taking hits to the head. It seems you might knock something loose in there, and it's an unfortunate thing, especially for the victim. I'm not sitting here making excuses for the guy, but it does seem to be either the fact that these sports cater to guys that are crazy coming in and willing to go out there and, you know, do this kind of damage to themselves and others, or the damage causes them at some point to not have as much of
it's both.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit of both. I think there are some guys that were that were crazy when they came
right. Crazy, you're right. Yeah. And I know a lot of them like that.
I caught myself. Listen, Eddie, we're going to get into Indy, NASCAR, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, WWE, and of course, Jabronis of the Week this week. Great show coming up. Excited to talk about all of this stuff. It is now baseball season for me. My Washington Capitals were knocked out of the NHL playoffs.
Yeah, and who's going to drink that milk this weekend?
Well, there's a rookie on the poll. We're going to talk about that after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, Jeffrey, I can't wait to get into the Indy 500. And you know something? That rookie, he's sitting on the pole, man. First time since 1983.
If you want to be in fashion pole position, jump on over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com.
And you know something? It's like I said last week. You remember, I'm always saying that the NFL just stays hot, and they're staying hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they just released the schedule, and, you know, the only the time the Cowboys make the news anymore is that, oh, they got the toughest four straight games, you know, schedule. Well, you know, every game's tough for the Cowboys when you suck.
Really, this whole, like, strength of schedule thing in the NFL is laughable to me. I know that some teams seem to be good every year in and year out, but the NFL is literally a game that any given Sunday you can win. So I don't want to hear you whining about the fact that you have a tough stretch in your schedule. It's the toughest one. Every year someone has the toughest stretch in their schedule, and you're just going to have to win those games, and Dallas probably won't. Let's jump back into the Indy 500, though. This kid, Robert Schwartzman, who we were discussing, is from Israel. We were talking about the fact that we didn't know that there were any actual Israelis racing cars. I told Eddie it wouldn't surprise me that it would be an Indy car racer, an F1 driver. I don't think you'll have many NASCAR drivers coming out of Israel, but Robert Schwartzman took the pole, the first pole position for a rookie since 1983. Few would have expected him to win the pole for the biggest oval race in the world.
Yeah, and you know, I got one of my dear friends that is a listener of the show, Jim Wainwright. Him and his family have been going there for over 30 something years to nice. Indy, and he's from Indy, and you know, they got great seats, and they really, the whole family goes out. It's a family affair. That's what's really cool about the Indy 500. And it's like the NASCAR races. They're family affairs.
Absolutely. And Indianapolis right now is probably loving life because they have a basketball team that's still in the playoffs and looks like they could potentially go to the NBA finals, and they've got the Indianapolis 500 coming up, which those two things will both be in town at the same time. Indianapolis is popping off like never before right now.
Oh, and it's a great town.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, you went up there with the finals. What was last year?
It was the NBA All-Star game was there. And yes,
yeah, that's right. But you know, it's a great town to walk around. Great restaurants. The people are very nice.
Absolutely.
You know, that Midwestern flavor, and Indy's really, really cool. I got three buddies that are very, very wealthy that live in Indianapolis, and I just told you one of them. Well, and they're very successful, and their families are great, and it's just great to be around people like that.
Yeah, I fear for Indianapolis, though. It seems like every time I'm there, it's getting bigger and bigger, and what makes Indianapolis a great Midwestern city is the fact that it kind of still had that little town feeling in a bigger city, but as it becomes bigger and bigger, it's becoming to feel more and more like a city. So slow down up there, guys. I know how you feel being from Orlando, Florida, watching all of our cow pastures and citrus farms go away to make way for new high rises. They've paved paradise and put up parking lots in Indianapolis and Orlando. Joseph Newgarden was penalized by Indy and sent back to the back of the track and fined $100,000 for modifying spec parts. You know, there were actually a lot of guys that were sent back in this positioning because of illegal engines, pieces, parts. So Robert
Schwartzman drives for Penske. Now Penske knows better.
Yeah, Penske had three, maybe four drivers that were all using modified parts, but it looks like they singled this guy out as far as fines go. This is the only one I've seen. So
pit crew. You better have a conversation with the pit crew.
Yeah. Well, you know, in racing, if you ain't cheating, you ain't winning.
You ain't winning. Right.
They've got to try their best.
And in Indy, there's no rubbing. You know.
Yeah. Well, actually,
you're just flat out getting it.
Yeah.
And so it's like
there is rubbing. It is significantly different than NASCAR rubbing, though, because when they rub, one of those cars goes airborne every time.
I'll never forget the late great John Andretti when I was producing Kids in Motorsports with him. I was talking about him because he tried to do the double, you know, to do Charlotte and Indy in one day. And you know what was really crazy? John says, you know, when you're just out there just driving like crazy, you know, it doesn't bother you. And then all of a sudden, when they dropped that green flag with all those asses in the seats, he said, "Ed, I swear to God, they look like they're in the seat with you."
Yeah,
that's how fast you're moving. Well, and he said, when I took that first turn at Indy, he said, I'll never forget how close they were. You know, they looked so close because he was moving so fast.
So there's always been the argument of who is and who isn't an athlete. And I used to be a long time ago in the camp of car drivers aren't athletes.
Oh,
jockeys aren't athletes. You know, the car's doing all the work. The horse is doing all the work. But now that I have experienced a little bit of car racing, not myself, but through my brother, I see that it's hot as hell. You're having to pull against all of that. It's not like they have, I think in the Indy cars, they probably have some form of power steering, but typically no. And it is a taxing event for these drivers to, first of all, sit in a car going in a circle, basically the teacups at Walt Disney World for, you know, hours at a time.
It's yeah, they call it a hot foot, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, and ask Brad sometime that he ever had a hot foot. He'll tell you.
Yeah, it's blazing hot in there. They're wearing all this fire retardant suit, helmet, all of these things. So it's a miserable experience, especially if you don't finish or you come in last. NASCAR Cup Series is going to be in Charlotte this weekend for the Coca-Cola 600. Ross Chastain, Austin Cindric, Austin Dillon, Kyle Larson going for the double Indy 500 and Coca-Cola 600.
Yeah, you know, you forgot to mention Billy the Kid. That's the guy I'm picking to win at home in Charlotte, North Carolina. Billy the Kid, William Byron.
I'm taking the field only in this race because of the fact it's the Charlotte race, and he was ringing that hurricane bell or hurricane thing for the Carolina Hurricanes against my Washington Capitals.
Well, he's
Capitals.
A homer, man.
Hey,
well,
I said worked. Just this one
hey,
week.
They're in the finals. Your damn Capitals are going home.
This week, I am not going to root for Billy the Kid. I'm going to root for, let's just throw one out there.
Boy,
I'm rooting
yeah,
for Kyle
selective.
Larson.
Hey, you're one of those hey, selective fans.
You stabbed me in the back. I'm stabbing you back, okay,
How
Billy
did he
the
stab
Kid?
You in the back?
By rooting for the Carolina Hurricanes. All right. Anyway, so that race underway
well,
this weekend.
He's a hometown guy.
I don't blame him for doing it. I'm just saying that I personally am not going to root for him this week. The rest of the
well,
season,
you
I'm all
Chase,
over him.
Chase Elliott, then, if you don't.
I'm going with Kyle Larson in the Coca-Cola 600. I'm going
well,
with
he's
none
not
of
even,
these guys.
He may not even make it to the race. He didn't last year.
I'm not going with any of these guys to win the Indy 500, but one of them will
well,
definitely win
Larson.
The Coca-Cola 600. You think Kyle Larson could potentially win the Indy 500?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No, I could. Big N-O. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah, I get it that these guys are professional drivers, but it's such a different animal. Even the course races in NASCAR don't come close to what you do in those
John
Indy cars.
John Andretti told me, because Eddie, you can go around a circle in a NASCAR, but when you're going around on an oval in Indy, you're going 250 miles an hour. There's a difference.
And you go right. Every once in a while, you got to go right.
You know, it's a completely different animal.
Yeah, the way I see it, and don't get me wrong, I've never done either one of them, so this is a completely ignorant statement for all of
well,
you NASCAR
like
phones.
Like a jock sniffer now, folks.
I am absolutely sniffing jocks, but it seems to me that when you take F1 and Indy and you compare it to NASCAR, it's when you're facing the closer that throws 101 miles an hour versus the starter that throws in the high 80s.
Yeah, you know what you're saying when you hear that closer hit that mitt? You didn't see it. It just sounds like a strike.
All right. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
I am so happy the Eagles gave their head coach a multi-year contract. Now, that really doesn't really mean anything in the big scheme of things. If they want to get rid of your ass, they'll just give you, just do a buyout with you and... But it just sounds good and it looks good.
Well, I think this is a wise move on their part. You know what's funny is sometimes I wonder if these coaches shouldn't go to the negotiating table and say, hey, listen, I won you Super Bowls. We need to adjust my pay for the last 3 years as opposed to committing to more years of that guy, because we've seen it so many times where a guy has a lot of success early. It could be just the team that he's got. It could be he has that passion that goes away eventually. But hopefully Nick Sirianni doesn't lose any of his pizzazz and can continue to win in Philadelphia, because they will definitely regret handing him out the money after he had all of the success.
He's a good head coach.
I agree.
He's done a great job for the Eagles. You know, Kevin's always listening up in Nashville. He's a big, huge Eagle fan, and I know he's happy. We're going to have to see if the Eagles can really step it up. They've lost a lot of big-time players.
That's what happens. When you win the Super Bowl, you lose a percentage of the guys that you were happy to have for your Super Bowl run, but they see the numbers and they run from
you. Well,
they
go get the money.
Yeah, they go grab that bag. Speaking of guys grabbing bags, Shedeur Sanders signed his rookie contract with the Browns, and his bag was significantly smaller than he expected it to be. Yes. 4 years, $4.6 million, which I still feel like is potentially an overpay for Shedeur Sanders.
But hey, he was making $5 million a year in college.
I know. This kid has it made right now, though, because he could have come into the NFL with all the weight of all of the expectations dragging on his shoulders. And instead, nobody thinks he's going to be successful. He's the second pick of a quarterback in the same draft by the same team, multiple rounds in between. So he has no expectations. I mean, as long as his dad shuts his mouth, which we know won't happen, it'd be crickets around Shedeur Sanders going into his first season with Cleveland. And they may have just gotten a steal getting him for 4 years, $4.6 million. This is the kid that, I assure you, if he comes out next year and is rookie of the year, he's the kind of guy that will not show up to training camp next year, will not play unless you give him more money. I definitely see Shedeur Sanders as that kind of guy, but I don't think we have to worry about that. I don't think he's going to light the world on fire, and he will play out his four-year, $4.6 million contract.
Well, I think they'll trade him.
Maybe.
But he's just, you know, I just can't see Cleveland Browns building their franchise around this dude. Well, I just can't.
The reality of it is that you never know. I mean, Brock Purdy just signed a huge contract with the San Francisco 49ers, and he was literally Mr. Irrelevant.
But you know what he did? He went on that field and proved himself.
Yeah. Well, that's what Shedeur Sanders is going to have to do, because the world is rooting against him at this point. And, well, minus the Sanders family and everyone employed by ESPN. Yes. So everybody else is rooting against him to have success in Cleveland. Cleveland's about the last place you want to end up if people don't want you to succeed, that's the place where they want you to go. And he's there now. Let's see if he can turn it around in Cleveland. If not, then they'll trade for a different quarterback, send you packing, and you can end up with a team competing for Super Bowls in the next few years, because that's what they did with their last guy. The NFL is paying big money contracts out, and
big time.
Right now, these are some of the highest players. Give them to me, Eddie.
Well, you got Saquon Barkley, highest paid running back ever, $41 million.
2 years, $41 million on approve me.
2 years, $41 million for a running back.
Hey, I'll tell you what, those Eagles would say that they stole that contract, that they got way more than they expected out of it. It's a short term. Saquon Barkley was pretty much on a prove it contract. The Giants moved on from him.
He proved it.
Oh man, did he. And he fit so well in that Eagles locker room and on the field with them that that looks like a great deal for them. Max Crosby, the highest paid defensive player until the Browns gave Myles Garrett a record $40 million a year. Max Crosby.
You remember Myles Garrett kept saying, I don't really want to play in Cleveland because I want to go win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Well, he just yak until they waved them Benjamins in front of him. And then all of a sudden, where do I sign?
Well, the reality of it, though, is that they had him over the barrel. They would have had to trade him to for him to get a new contract. They were not interested in doing so, and he was stuck in Cleveland, and they offered him an extension, and he signed it. It was a business deal. You're right. He did not get out of there, and he did not go. But Cleveland definitely said, we will pay you to sit on your couch next year. We're not trading you. And now he will be a Cleveland Brown, and you never know. Things could turn around there. Max Crosby, by the way, a Raiders guy who, didn't he get hurt in the end of the season last year? And
no, he's fine.
Okay,
he's
good. All right. I thought he had a pretty major injury, which kind of derailed their season at the end of last year, but he'll be fine this year for sure. Dak Prescott, definitely not a Saquon Barkley-esque payday here, because the Cowboys paid him $60 million annual value, 4 years, $240 million. They might as well have taken that $240 million into the middle of Cowboys Field, sat it down on the middle of that star, and lit it on fire, because they're not going to get $240 million worth of production out of Dak Prescott. If
who the hell did that? Jeff, who did that deal?
Jerry.
That's what I'd like to know. Jerry Jones, is that stupid?
Yeah. The reality of it is that he had a choice to make. He had a running back. This is the weird thing about running backs, by the way, because we have these all-world running backs that play on these teams, and then, you know, they don't get the big contract. They move on, and all of a sudden, they're gone. I can't even remember the kid's name that was in Dallas that we were talking about. Should they pay him? Should they pay Dak? And he got buried at the end of a bench on an NFL team the minute he left the Cowboys, and we haven't heard anything from him since. And so the Cowboys are in a world of hurt, I think, going into this year. They could surprise everyone more than Shedeur Sanders. The Bengals wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, 4 years, $161 million. This is a guy who worth every penny of that. Hopefully they can turn things around in Cincinnati. I'm a big fan of Joe Burrow and would like to see him have success up there. And
well, now he's got his guns.
They're just a likable team.
I love the Bengals. They're a lot of fun to watch.
Every time they've been good, because I remember back in the day, the Boomer Esiason era, they made it to a Super Bowl. They lost that Super Bowl, but for some reason, you just want to cheer for the Cincinnati Bengals unless they're playing your team. And that won't be the case, I don't believe, but hopefully they can turn things around. George Kittle, the highest paid tight end at $76.4 million.
One of my favorite guys. I love George Kittle.
He's a wacky dude, but he's a great tight end. He's a big
old wrestling fan. George loves wrestling, man. And, you know, I love to watch him play. He's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, Yeah, he seems to be a really cool dude, and his wife seems to be really cool. Good for him. Been a very great tight end up in San Francisco. Jaguars outside linebacker, Josh Hines Allen, not to be mistaken with the quarterback in Buffalo.
As an outside linebacker.
$141 million over 5 years. That's a lot to pay for a linebacker, but Jaguars seem to be putting everything together, right? I mean, nothing's going
wrong
down
there. Well, they're trying to. You know, one thing about the Khan family, they're at least trying. This head coach they just brought in, they can't say that they're not trying to put a great team together for him.
Yeah.
He just needs to know how to coach.
Yes.
They haven't had a coach there forever.
Yeah.
Since, you know, the last time they had a real good coach was Coughlin.
Let's jump over to the NHL quickly. We got a couple minutes left here. The Carolina Hurricanes are now going to face the Florida Panthers in the East. That's going to be an incredible series. Freddie Anderson stood on his head against the Washington Capitals. The Carolina Hurricanes are playing the trap defense, and it looks really good for them. It's going to take Sergei Bobrovsky standing on his head against the Carolina Hurricanes for the Panthers to have a chance to repeat this year. The Stars and the Oilers going at it. We could literally have a repeat Stanley Cup final this year.
Well, I think the Dallas Stars are going to win that series.
All right. Well, then we won't have a repeat Stanley Cup final.
I'm just telling you, the Stars are that good. I mean, they look really good.
They've got Mikko Rantanen, who's playing on a mission since being disrespected and run out of Colorado. He basically put this team on his back, got them past the Colorado Avalanche, and he's looked really good. It's been fun to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm done. I'm not going to watch anymore. I may catch a Stanley Cup final game.
Panthers, you're a Florida guy. You got to pull for Florida.
No, I don't. I don't have to one bit. I'm not going to pull for the Florida Panthers. Just because I'm friends with Brad Marchand's sister doesn't mean I'm a fan of him. He's a turncoat that left the Boston Bruins as a captain. I'm kidding. They traded him away to rebuild. But anyway, this is going to be a lot of fun. Carolina and Florida, great series. Dallas and Edmonton. Edmonton, really, that's who I'm rooting for to win the Stanley Cup this year. It's been a long time coming. The curse of Gretzky must end. His record has been shattered. The ghost of Gretzky is being put away in the year 2025.
He's still haunting those Oilers, man. They just can't win the big one.
Well,
they just can't.
You want to know what's funny is you want to talk about cursing the Edmonton Oilers. He went into the locker room and met with the Dallas Stars. Wayne Gretzky, Edmonton Oilers legend, got a statue. Anyway, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The only thing better than a long weekend? A long weekend filled with great deals. And with Kohl's Memorial Day sale, you can get $10 off when you spend $25 or more. Earn $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on must-haves for soaking up the sun, from patio essentials to poolside picks and more. So hurry to Kohl's and kick off your summer with some savings. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end May 26th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, I love for you when you play that little dirty honey to me. That's good. That's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
That's what the girls like to play for me, dirty honey. That's it.
I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, but
you shouldn't.
If you're looking for fashion and style, go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventure. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenge. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com. Go check them out. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
And you know something? You ought to tell Juan Soto to put those boots on and learn how to run the bases.
So that's the tack that you're taking, is that I need to talk to Juan Soto and tell him that he doesn't play hard enough.
Well, he's twice now. He just stood at home, played, and watched the ball hit the green monster.
So,
well, let me ask you a question. Would the late, great Pete Rose ever do that?
No, but Pete Rose also wasn't a home run hitter.
Well, he didn't. And Pete Rose was never paid $760 million in watching a ball hit a short porch in the green monster.
So here's the big problem that Juan Soto is going to have playing in New York. When you play in New York, all the lights are on you. They have a massive press presence in New York, and these kinds of things come out. And this isn't a fan of the New York Mets that's whining. It's not another player in that dugout that's fussing over Juan Soto not running these balls out. When you hit a ball off the green monster, the reason why there is a green monster is because they didn't have enough room to make that deep enough for a regular fence. So to compensate for it, they made a huge wall.
If they did, they would cut out three bars.
So they had to compensate by putting that huge wall up there. So if you play at Fenway a lot, you know how the ball bounces off the green monster, and you know if you hit it in a certain place that it's not going to bounce right back to the fielder or, by the way, to the cutoff man, and you're going to get punched out at second. And Juan Soto doesn't know the green monster that well, so he ended up with a single, and these guys are all whining about it. Be careful, Mets fans. If you run this guy out of town, you will be in big trouble, because I'll tell you what, I know he wants to play somewhere else that's in your division. And if you start giving Juan Soto enough crap, I can't believe he stayed in New York. Oh, I don't understand.
You know, you're such a homer for them Nationals.
I am.
Oh, you're trying to say Juan Soto wants to go. Nationals not going to pay him that kind of money.
Well, I think that they probably would have never paid him $765 million.
That's like a guy that's an ugly dude, and he sees this great blonde, it's 36, 24, 36, and he keeps saying that if I keep asking her, even though she turns me down, she's going to want me. That's just like you with the Nationals. Hey, you know, they had a shot at Soto, and they blew it.
It's a disgrace that the ownership of the Nationals said that they were going to sell the team and they didn't want to make a commitment to the youngest, best star in the league. So they traded him away. He went classy. They didn't want to pay. Obviously, no one other than the Mets were going to go out and pay the amount of money that Juan Soto got paid. And it doesn't matter. He's one of the best players in baseball. And I don't care if he runs out doubles in Boston, he's going to be just fine. You're going to really appreciate him when it comes to in the playoffs, when it comes to his work ethic and how he is in the clubhouse. Juan Soto's a winner, and the Mets need winners if they want to win.
Well, you know, I lived in New York for 10 years. I used to go to the Mets and the Yankees. You know something? There's something about New York. You got to have trouble all the time happening. You know, they're going to cause trouble if there's no trouble. Those jock sniffers in New York, the writers, they just got to have something to write about. It doesn't matter what anybody does as an athlete in New York. You got to learn how to take it and just keep getting it.
Well, here's the thing. New York, it's been built up to this great thing in everybody's head. I want to be a part of it. Do we really want to be a part of it anymore? Does anybody want to be in New York anymore? It is an absolute hellhole, New York City.
Well, it's a cesspool now.
Yeah.
It's like L.A.
Which, by the way, is the other place that everybody wants to go. Although the reality of it is where the Dodgers play is a part of L.A. that will never turn into what the rest of L.A. is. It's beautiful there. It's a great ballpark to play in.
They can't get the stadium.
So the reality of it is that you do have a lot more press in New York than you have anywhere else. I'm wondering how Juan Soto is going to adjust to it. I'm sure he's sitting on his $5 million couch right now, really upset about the fact that some jock sniffer said he didn't run out a ball in Boston, but he's going to be just fine. I think the Mets are going to be just fine. Their young pitching looks good, and we won't be talking about this next week. I can promise you that. The NBA playoffs have moved into the conference finals, and it's all surprises here, Eddie.
I'm going to tell you who I'm going to pick.
All right.
And I used to watch the Knicks all the time in New York. I'm going with the Indiana Pacers in six.
I wouldn't be surprised. The Pacers seem to be on some kind of mission from God right now. They are running through.
Well, they hustle.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton is underrated.
Oh, he's a man. I mean, that guy's a superstar.
But if you remember back in the day, the first few years of Jordan, nobody really thought a whole lot of him either. And Tyrese Halliburton has a good team around him now. And I think that we will be talking about this kid for years to come. But I believe the Knicks are going to win this series. They almost pulled it off last year going to the finals with just Jalen Brunson. If Jalen Brunson doesn't get hurt, the Knicks go to the finals and potentially win the championship. But they went ahead and brought in a supporting cast for Jalen Brunson, and he's not the only star on that team anymore. So I see the Knicks taking out the Pacers. The Pacers have...
Well, see, I love analytical knowledge that you're giving to our fans, because it's all BS. When it boils down to it, the Pacers are going to kick their butt because they're going to out hustle. They're going to outplay them, and they want it worse.
Nobody out hustles Jalen Brunson.
New York Knicks are a joke. They could even win with Patrick Heumann and a loaded team years ago. They're not going to win now.
Well, I will say Patrick Ewing is one of the saddest careers in all of sports, because surrounded by a team that definitely should have, but just like Reggie Miller.
Yeah, and the poor guy had to come to Orlando and play with the Magic to finish his career up, and then coach with the Magic. That's sad.
Well,
you got to coach with a tragic.
So anyway, Reggie Miller and Patrick Ewing and Charles Barkley are victims of the time that they played. Allen Iverson. These are all victims of the time that they played. Those days are over. We're not going to see major dynasties anymore. There's parity in the league. None of these teams were in the finals last year. There's going to be a fresh finals for the first time in a long time, and I'm here for it. The Knicks are going to beat the Pacers. The Knicks are a better team than the Pacers.
Well, how about OKC in Minnesota?
That one's tough for me to make a call on, because the Thunder is a very young team. It's way in the beginning of what is going to be a very good team for a very long time if they can keep it together. But the Timberwolves are a good team. And they've got...
Yeah, they're real good.
They've got,
I hate Minnesota.
Yeah, me too. But they have a team where they've got a young star They've got three veterans around him that are hungry to win their first title. And it's going to be very interesting to watch this series because will youth outplay Minnesota? I know that all the talk was the Thunder were the best team coming in. I didn't think they would get past the Nuggets.
I'm going to tell you who I'm going with. Who? I'm going with OKC, without a doubt.
All right.
Because I would love to see the final for the Larry O'Brien trophy be the Pacers against OKC.
That would actually be
a great series.
Yes, it would be really good to send the NBA Finals to Indianapolis and OKC so that big alien's head will explode because those aren't LA and New York where he wants it to be, but or San Francisco. He seems to love it there too. But let's jump over to the WWE, Eddie.
Well, Paul Heyman, if you notice that Paul Heyman's already taken over.
Yes.
And it won't be long. He'd be done got Triple H's job real soon.
It seems to be trending in that direction that Paul Heyman is going to be the face of the WWE. He is very much more Vince McMahon-like than Triple H and Stephanie were ever going to be. He can be a part of the show and run the business. And
he'll screw you and make you like it. He don't care.
Yes, well, a lot of people would say the same thing about Vince.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be successful sometime. You can't just kiss ass and just keep going. You got to make a choice. And Paul Heyman has put together a great roster.
Yeah.
I mean, he really has. I mean, well, Jey Uso. I love Jey Uso going against Logan Paul.
Yeah.
That's a smart move. That's a smart move for the WWE because Logan Paul will bring more new asses and seats and fans to the WWE. And to me, here's what I would do. And Gunther just cut a great promo. I think it was Raw. I didn't get to see Raw, but somebody sent it to me on Logan Paul. And I think Logan Paul is going to beat Jey Uso. But, you know, they don't beat those Samoan guys. So, it's kind of up. To me, if I was booking, I would do a deal where Jey Uso loses to Logan Paul. And then Logan Paul goes against Gunther. And Gunther wins, and then Jey Uso comes out and challenges Gunther again because he made him tap out before. And there you go again. Let's start it all over again. And then you got the world. When you look at Tyrese Halliburton, he's a big heel. I love that guy. He loves all the heels. You know, he would be a great manager. You know, back in the day, you know, Rodman, he went in the ring for a while, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they've had the history.
Dennis is a great guy.
Yeah, and Cyndi Lauper. They've had a history of being able to marry entertainment into sports and sports into entertainment.
Oh, the Jabronis of the week are really easy, Jeff. It's called the Cleveland Browns, the mistake on the lake. They got more quarterbacks than they got front office people. I mean, what's going on on the mistake of the lake? Tell me.
Well, the reality of it is that they have a serious issue at quarterback. They've been
five quarterbacks.
They've been burned because they made a weird decision to go out and pick up a guy who was literally the biggest story in a negative way in the NFL. They go out and they make a trade for him, and they bring him in and they let go a kid who obviously was the face of their franchise, and now they're kicking themselves because of course Deshaun Watson didn't work out in Cleveland, and of course
and they guaranteed Baker Mayfield $230 million,
and of course Baker Mayfield has now gone and cemented himself as Tampa's starting quarterback, and they're going to be competing for the Super Bowl. So
I'm glad for Baker. He's in Tampa. It's a better place to live.
I'm glad for him too. It's a weird thing that happened in Cleveland, and I don't know that they'll ever get past it. It's going to be another thing that really haunts them for a long time coming, I think. But the one way that you can fix it is to go out and get yourself a bunch of quarterbacks and try to make one work. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing.
all over the world.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, before I was rudely interrupted, I was going to tell you about Tiffany Stratton.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on Tiffany Stratton. She's getting smoking hot in the WWE, and she deserves it. She's worked hard. She was trained by Greg Gagne. That's Vern Gagne's son. And she's a real deal. She looks good, and she's performing. The one I'm real worried about is Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair looks good. She looks in shape, but she's too skinny.
Well, that's a fine line that you have to toe when you're going to be one of these pretty girls in wrestling. Is do you go for the completely jacked look, or do you go for the like soft, effeminate look? Because the middle ground is hard to find, and I think the middle ground is where you want to live.
You don't want to show up and have these sexy outfits and you turn around, you got no ass at all.
Well, you know, sometimes that's a gift that you're given. That's not necessarily something that you can make out yourself. I don't know how she didn't get it with her dad being Ric Flair, but I feel like sometimes these girls get into
She should have got a drive-by ass by accident.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But the reality of it is, I think that it's a hard thing for them to stay what is considered sexy and also big enough to be a professional wrestler. And, you know, she'll probably figure it out and put some more meat on her bones and she'll be just fine. But you start putting on those skimpy outfits and you look at yourself in the mirror and you got those bulging guns and huge legs and you're like, that doesn't look good. And I agree. I don't want my chicks to look like dudes. So hopefully she finds a happy medium.
Well, she will. She's good. I mean, she's really good in the ring. And I'm glad to have Charlotte Flair, the queen, is back in town. Which is good. And Alexa Bliss is back. They seem to going to be using Alexa Bliss. You know, Liv Morgan is going to do a movie. And so now they put Alexa Bliss. She looks just like, you know, Liv Morgan. So what's the difference? They just changed the name.
Everybody in the WWE wants to be an actor, and very few can pull it off. Eddie, we got to run, so tell them goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying see you next week.